There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're getting more details about one of our top news stories, one of the top news stories in the business world this morning, in fact, and that is the fact that Bahrain has made its biggest oil find since it first made an oil find in 1932. We have Robin Mills, the CEO of Qamar Energy, on the line now to give us some more details. Robin, it's great to speak to you. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, everyone.
Do you want to tell us what we know so far?
Well, so far we're just going on the announcement from the Bahrain News Agency, which, you know, as you say that they found the biggest oil and gas discovery in their history, and it's offshore off the western coast, and they say it's tight oil and deep gas. So tight oil is something like the shale oil that's been discovered in the US, and deep gas is trapped very, very deep below the earth's surface, and this is apparently was discovered by drilling late last year, and then they've done some more geological studies to confirm how much they have.
How difficult is it likely to be, and I realise we're wildly speculating here, but how difficult is it likely to be to get this kind of find out of the ground?
Yeah, well, that's what's interesting. I think that's what we're all keen to hear, because there's this tight oil in the US that has been very successful, but it has always been produced onshore. And it's not easy for in these kind of rocks to get a lot of the oil and gas to flow out. Now, this discovery is offshore, which is, of course, a more expensive, more difficult place to operate. So I think it'll be interesting to see if they can make a commercial proposition of this. And we're expecting some more news on Wednesday, and I'm hoping that they'll tell us how much oil and gas actually flowed out of these test wells. And if the flow rates were good, then we think they could have a commercial proposition here.
Well, it took Bahrain something like 2 years after the discovery of oil in about 1930 to get it out of the ground in 1932. And that was relatively straightforward. If this is difficult stuff, I mean, how long between now and whenever it might start coming up to the surface do you think that'll be?
Well, you know, it doesn't have to be so long, as long as the basic proposition is commercial. I mean, Bahrain obviously has a lot of established oil and gas infrastructure. It's been producing for many years. It's not a huge place. So I think as long as it is a commercial proposition, they could have oil and gas flowing within 4 years or so, perhaps.
Talk to us about what it could mean for Bahrain and Saudi. We know, for example, that Saudi and Bahrain already share one oil field. Malcolm's made a point that geographically this find seems very close to Saudi Arabia. Could we see something similar here?
Yeah, that is a very interesting proposition. I mean, look, I think from the point of view of Bahrain, it's obviously good news because the Bahraini economy has been struggling recently with low oil and gas prices. It's by far the smallest producer of oil and gas in the GCC countries, and new discovery would be, if they can produce it successfully, would be very positive for them. And as you say, Bahrain and Saudi Arabia share the Abu Safa field, which Saudi Arabia gets half of the oil from that to Bahrain, so that's the main source of government revenues. And Bahraini production from its own field has been declining for many years. So it would be a real shot in the arm for Bahrain to have a new discovery if they can produce it. And as you say, of course, it's very close to, Dammam is just over the other side of the water between Bahrain and Saudi, and who knows, this thing might well extend into Saudi waters as well.
So sort of deep oil, tight gas, phrases like that suggest that it's quite difficult to get out. I know you likened it to shale oil there. Is it a lot more expensive? Does it really reduce the profit margin substantially on what you bring up?
Yeah, it would, you know, from what we've heard so far, that we'd expect it would be a lot more expensive to develop. So, you know, it's not as profitable as a giant field in Saudi Arabia. But it's just interesting the fact they've chosen to announce it and say how big it is. I hope that they've done their work thoroughly, that they've at least established that they probably think it can be commercial. It'll be interesting, I think, also to see, you know, do the Bahrainis decide to try to develop this themselves, or are they looking for international partners, or are they looking for some of the companies who have been so successful in the US, perhaps, to come and bring their expertise?
How profitable is, or how sort of easy it is to get out of the ground, depend on what the current oil price is, Robin?
Well, that makes a huge difference for these kind of difficult discoveries. I mean, if you think the current oil price is somewhat over $60 a barrel, now the US costs, and bear in mind, we're thinking in the US of onshore fields, which are far easier to operate. Now, the cost of those fields is, depending on the areas, perhaps somewhere between $40 to $50 a barrel today, so leaving, you know, maybe a $10 margin. Now, the Saudi fields, the very straightforward fields, perhaps cost $10 a barrel to produce, so there's a $50 margin. So, you know, there's a huge difference, and a huge difference in profit.
Well, look, I mean, these Saudi Arabia and Bahrain aren't very far apart. In fact, you can sit in the evening on the west shore of Bahrain and see the lights of Dammam very, very clearly. And you mentioned there, were you interesting to see whether or not Bahrain will do this alone or bring experts in from the west to do it, other big oil majors. Could they not just look across the sea to Saudi Arabia and get Saudi Aramco very much involved?
Well, Saudi Arabia has been trying to develop similar kinds of resources itself, and there's announcements, I think it was just a month or so ago, that the Saudis said they had very large gas resources just to the east of their Jankawar field, which is of course onshore, not so far from Bahrain, and they said this could be as big as the Eagle Ford, which is one of the big shale formations in Texas. So, you know, the Saudis are looking at similar things and starting to produce. And of course, you know, the Saudis obviously also Saudi Aramco already operates Abu Safa, this share field with Bahrain.
We were talking earlier about importing energy or even creating energy from solar when you have oil and gas reserves. Saudi Arabia obviously instantly springs to mind because of the massive solar park that it's building with SoftBank, because it would rather sell its oil to other people. Malx was making the point earlier about the massive LNG purchases that Bahrain is making, and the fact that it may still choose to sell this oil rather than cancel those LNG purchases. What's the equation that countries are doing here, Robin?
I think there's a big push on all fronts, really, to try to diversify energy supplies, so to continue to develop oil and gas, and the oil, you know, primarily for export, and the gas for, you know, for export in some cases, and for domestic use, and try and support the domestic economy. I mean, Bahrain has one of the world's largest aluminium smelters, which is running on gas. That's a very important part of the local economy. There's that part, and then there's the interest in developing new energy sources, and solar is increasingly attractive, costs are coming down, and I think solar is becoming a more and more important part of the energy mix here as well.
We've got about 20 seconds left, Robin, here, and somebody's texting and saying, would Bahrain join OPEC? It seems to be recruiting. Bahrain's a good friend of OPEC. I hadn't even realised that Bahrain wasn't part of OPEC. What do you think about that?
Well, Bahrain is part of the non-OPEC pact, you know, the OPEC countries along with Russia and the non-OPEC countries. So Bahrain's kind of already in that agreement. Well, if it's going to become a big producer, let's see. But I think it'll take a few years to ramp up its production from this resource, assuming it's commercial, of course.
Robin, thanks very much for joining us this morning. Robin Mills is the CEO of Cammar Energy, speaking to us about one of the big stories of the day, Bahrain's oil find.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.